Stuart, thank you for joining us today.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm happy to be here to speak with you.
So you were state climatologist for more than 20 years. That's a long time to commit to one subject. And I was wondering what made you interested in the field. I know a climatologist is different from the meteorologists that we see on television. What got you into it?
Well, I think there are a couple things there. One, I think like a lot of people, when they were young growing up, they took an interest in weather. And so that certainly described my situation as a youngster. But then when I got into college, I also developed an interest in statistics and data analysis and working with numbers. And those two things fit together really well when you're looking at climatology, because you're focused on the weather patterns, but not so much on a day-to-day basis as much as in terms of the historical record. And so there are a lot of numbers to be recorded and analyzed and such. And I think that's really what stimulated my interest.
So you're a numbers person.
Yes.
Who uses all of the information that a climatologist generates? Would it be farmers or, I don't know, developers? Who uses this information?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a wide range of people that use that information, and it you know, it starts with just your everyday member of the general public. We would occasionally get requests from people that were planning a wedding or a big event and wanted to have an idea of what the likelihood of rain was or what the temperatures might be at a certain time of year. And so it ranges from those types of things to, as you mentioned, agriculture. Weather is very critical, obviously, in that sector of our economy. But the construction industry, the energy sector, you know, there are a lot of sectors of our economy that are impacted by the weather. And then in the longer term, obviously, by climate and how our climate might be changing.
We're talking with Stuart Foster, who's state climatologist for Kentucky for more than 20 years. And over that time, I'm curious, did you see a big change in Kentucky's climate and weather patterns?
We certainly have seen a change in terms of our climate here in Kentucky. And it's difficult to, you know, to notice that on a day-to-day basis or even a year-to-year basis, because there's so much natural variability in our climate. And so it really goes back to our previous question, you know, about my interests in terms of weather and numbers. And so where it really shows up is once you start looking at the historical record, at numbers in terms of annual precipitation and temperatures that go back more than 100 years, when you start looking at those data over a much longer period, the patterns of change really stand out.
What kind of changes in particular were you noticing over,
yeah,
that's a really broad,
yeah,
100 years or more?
Yes. Yes. Our record here in Kentucky and in most states, we rely on records from the National Centers for Environmental Information that extend back to 1895. And these are just the digital records based on temperature and precipitation measurements that have been collected at stations scattered all across the state here in Kentucky and elsewhere around the country. And so when we look at those data, the thing that really stands out for us is that we have become much wetter in terms of our climate here in Kentucky. We look back at the first half of the 20th century, and you go back to the 1930s and the Dust Bowl era and such, and our precipitation annually averaged less than 45 inches of precipitation, and droughts were more frequent over the last several decades, and particularly over about the last 10 or 20 years, our average annual precipitation has increased significantly, and we've had many of our wettest years on record just over the, you know, since we turned to the new century. So that's what really stands out, and that increase in the amount of moisture in our environment also affects our temperatures, and in fact has actually kind of helped to dampen the amount of change we see in our temperature. So they haven't changed too much, but it's been a slight increase there, more so in terms of our average low temperatures than our average high temperatures. But we have seen an increase in temperatures, but it's the precipitation increase that really stands out here in Kentucky.
Is that a concern going forward? A lot of areas, especially in eastern Kentucky, have experienced some pretty severe flooding events just in the past year. Would you say that more of those are on the horizon?
Well, it's certainly part of it. As we look at climate, we talk frequently about averages. You know, what's the average annual precipitation or temperature? But it's not the averages that are the main concern. It's the extremes. And as you mentioned, if we look at increased average precipitation, then you start thinking about extremes in terms of heavy precipitation events and flooding events and such. But at the same time, we still have the extremes on the other direction that are associated with very dry periods and the development of drought. So, you know, both of those things are a concern for Kentucky. But all in all, water is increasingly recognized as being an extremely valuable resource. Mm-hmm. And so I would certainly prefer being on the side of getting wetter than getting drier.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else significant that you'd like to share with us as we're looking forward, considering Kentucky's climate?
Yeah. Well, I'd say a couple things. One, if you look at the big picture of things going forward, our climate models are certainly projecting that our climate will continue to change going forward, and the issue of climate change is a very serious one, and one that we need to be as proactive as possible about. But we also tend to hear climate change in a very negative tone in terms of what the impacts are likely to be, and that's justified. But it also provides us with an opportunity. So again, water is an extremely valuable resource, and Kentucky typically has an abundance of rainfall. And again, we have many rivers and streams and reservoirs and such. So we certainly need to acknowledge that our climate is changing. And it gives us an opportunity to plan effectively and manage that increasingly valuable water resource. And, you know, if we do that well, it could actually, in my opinion, benefit Kentucky going forward.
Is there anything that individuals can do, or maybe on a larger scale, to help mitigate the effects of climate change or preserve water as a resource in the state?
I think it's really the big thing is not so much what each person does individually, as just focusing as a society. We need to come to terms and understand what the science is and what the data show is happening in terms of our climate, and use that information effectively to make some well-informed decisions going forward.
Stuart Foster was state climatologist and director of the Kentucky Climate Center and Kentucky Mesonet for more than 20 years before retiring this summer. Thank you so much for giving us your time today.
You're very welcome.